Well, in the world of Grand Slam tennis, Nadal is out. Federer is still in, and so is Kim Clijsters. That's the latest from the Australian Open in Melbourne. And it's where we begin our weekly chat about the world of sports with WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Magda.
So let's start with the guys. The big story out there, of course, Rafael Nadal, he of the beefcake arms, and also...
You said it, not me.
...the number one men's tennis player. He's out, though. A fellow Spaniard named David Ferrer beat Nadal in yesterday's quarterfinal match, which means Nadal will not have a chance to win all four Grand Slam single titles this year.
Right, the so-called Nadal Slam, which refers to the fact that he wouldn't have won them all in the same calendar year, but he would have been the defending champion in each of the four major tournaments, and that's not going to happen.
Okay, well, I guess this then shifts the light back to Roger Federer. Does this restore him as the favorite?
Well, that certainly does at this point. Everybody who follows tennis, I think, at least the way I do, which is not all that closely, hopes for a Federer-Nadal final in any match, let alone a Grand Slam tournament. Federer is. He was voted a while back, a couple of years ago, the greatest player of all time by people who supposedly know, and then Nadal began beating him a lot, and their vote looked kind of silly, but it won't be threatened this time around.
All right, well, let's move on to the women's side then. You're following the success of Kim Clijsters, who actually has recently come back from an injury.
Yeah, she's had a series of problems and injuries. She's played very well of late, and she looks to me like she could go all the way in this tournament, which would be one more triumphant moment in her glowing career.
Pretty fantastic if that does indeed happen. Well, that is the news from Down Under. Let's move on to some other big news from the South, but this time Florida, having to do with a couple of former Red Sox greats, Johnny Damon and Manny Ramirez together again?
Yeah, of course, you can't just say former Red Sox greats because they're also former of other places.
That's true.
More
like
recently than Boston.
Own.
It is an interesting strategy that Tampa Bay has brought in both Johnny Damon and Manny Ramirez. Obviously, both have had experience winning the World Series. Both have also had a lot of other experience, which adds up, especially in Manny's case, to a lot of years. And he had some injuries which diminished his effectiveness last year, especially in Chicago. But, you know, you hope for one more good year. These guys obviously have been great players and have been winners. Maybe they will be again.
I see it as a chance for Johnny Damon to grow his hair out again and Manny to wear
so.
Baggy pants.
Maybe so. A great long beard hanging. Well, it's very hot in Florida. I'm not sure you'd really want to do that.
Well, back home here in New England, there are still some lingering tears about how the Patriots lost that playoff game. But, you know, I'm not going to go down that road anymore. Instead, let's listen to a bit of a new cable sports show called Sports Dome. It's on Comedy Central, filing this breaking news story about the Pats.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick has thrown acid in the face of his star quarterback, Tom Brady. Apparently, out of jealousy that Brady was handsome and loved, while he himself was a hideous monster.
The acid throwing went down at an early morning meeting where Belichick reportedly pulled a beaker from inside his desk and screamed, "Now you will know the pain I felt my whole life."
Belichick is in custody now, but has thus far declined to speak to police, saying only that he loved Brady so much that he had to be destroyed.
For all you Pats fans out there, let me put you at ease. That is a parody of Sports Center from our friends at The Onion, and we promise to make that the last word in this NFL postseason about the Patriots. But football isn't yet over.
No.
And as the music suggests, it's also time for Only a Game's annual Super Bowl haiku, Bill.
Yes, it is. And every year, the day before the Super Bowl, which would be a week from Saturday, we feature Super Bowl haiku. And I have some with me, if you'd like to have a little bit of a sample.
I would be delighted.
But you have to remember that the real Super Bowl haiku on the day before the game will be read by the Hut Hut Haiku Only a Game players in a far more professional manner than I can summon, in this particular instance. Still, some of them will go something like this. Bears, fearsome of late, slumber quiet in dark caves. Far from bright Dallas.
Oh.
And I particularly like this one. The whole world watches. Well, maybe not the whole world. How about Djibouti? Well, we take this day extremely seriously in Only a Game.
I'm sure you guys will get an email from Djibouti saying, indeed,
I was watching. I'm sure you're
well,
right.
Well, you can hear the high art of Super Bowl haiku on Only a Game, hosted by WBUR's Bill Littlefield. It's every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill also joins us most weeks to talk about sports here on Radio Boston. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.
Well, coming up after the break, you remember that lesson from 8th grade biology about sickle cell anemia and African Americans? Well, it's wrong. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.